And a very good afternoon, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Ari-Tussius, and I'm with you till 6 p.m. playing you the best music from the Eurovision Song Contest.
From Poland.
Hello, this is Julia Samoilova from Russia.
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Ofra Haza, representing Israel in the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest, coming second with that amazing song, Hi. Oh, a traditional Israeli Eurovision Song Contest song, and that's why that they are one of the cornerstones of the Eurovision Song Contest. They may not technically be in Europe, they are in the European Broadcasting Union and the transmission area. So they've been in the contest since 1973, and they are one of the cornerstones now, having won 4 times. Yes, Israel won this year with Netta singing the song Toy, and I'm sure Ofra Haza is watching down, being very proud of Netta. And we are obviously heading over to Tel Aviv next year for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it's a very awkward time for me because the grand final was on the 18th of May. And if any of you know me personally, it is my birthday. and I've got a wedding to go to. Oh, the awkwardness. Oh, awkward. Yes, I've got a wedding to go to, and I can't let Joe and Simon down. They'll be really upset. So, but that's more important, celebrating the love of two people than the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, controversial. I know. So, it's not a problem, of course. So, we're going to, basically, I'm going to have my phone in plane mode the whole day, or at least when the show starts, because I will be so nervous. I would want to check the internet all the time, make sure there's free Wi-Fi and all that stuff, but I couldn't do that, so I'll just watch it on delay and watch it into the wee hours of the morning, and I'm happy with that. Oh yeah, yes, it's good. So anyways, I am your host, Kieran Uritasiet. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. We're back to normal after I've been on my escapades across the pond to the United States of America. I don't know if you know, but for the last 3 weeks, we've done some pre-recorded shows and some special shows. So we've looked at the country of Estonia in the Eurovision Song Contest. We've also done a Eurovision jukebox where I played loads of random Eurovision songs. And of course, last week, we had a very special show celebrating the 20th anniversary of the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, which came from Birmingham here in the United Kingdom. Now, there's going to be a very special OGAE UK celebration of the 98 contest in Birmingham next month in November. So if you want to go and check that out, head over to OGAE.UK, or of course, go and check out their Facebook and Twitter pages for the event info. Okay, so if you want to get in contact with the show, it'll be lovely to hear from you, of course. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase, and as well, you can like our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase, and you can email us. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, while I was over in the United States, I was very lucky, as well with Rob, of course, my husband, to meet up with two friends of the show, Sarah and Nicholas Bouse, with their beautiful little son, Kingsley, who's about 2.5 now. And he is such a sweetheart. Oh my goodness. And we had a wonderful time. We stayed over and we did a night of Eurovision, watching the 2018 contest and watching lots of clips from the contest, and also from national finals. Now, this song I totally forgot about. It's crazy. But this song I want to dedicate to Sarah and Nicholas Bouse in Cedarburg, just north of Milwaukee in Wisconsin in the United States. Now, they showed me the song and the performance, and I thought it was awesome, and I completely forgot about it. This is from Melody Festival Ireland in 2014. Now, this came dead last in semi-final 4. Awkward. But it's a great song, and I want to share it with you now. So, here is Hala Natten, which means all night, and it's from the young Josef Johansson. Låt oss om en sång du hört förut. Den går på repeat, har aldrig slut. Fulla glas och tomma löften. Du är värd så mycket mer. Du kan smälta isen när du ler. Så jag väntar här tills du ångrar dig. När du sett de andra dra. Som en stenstaty kan vara allt de inte var. Om du målar om alla mörka mål, kan vi drömma oss tillbaks. De har landat nu, alla papperstal. Världen är här, universum är vårt. Jag vill hålla dig hela natten. Jag vill hålla dig hela natten. Snurra runt med mig.
Come, come and dance with me. Read between the lines and set me free. Imagine the beginning of the end, and we don't need to ever talk again. We don't need your way out. We don't need your way out.
With statements from Melody Festival in 2017, not getting out the second chance round. Anders Svensson, oh yes, and Anton Bergman kicked Loreen in the backside and took her place. Yes, oh well, remember in the second chance round, they face off against one another, don't they? And Anton beat Loreen, and I must admit, I was not expecting that. Shocked me to the core. Oh yes. So we got two requests this week, and these two requests are awesome. Now the first one comes from our wonderful friend Anne, who comes from in a little town called Wells in Somerset. Yes, and Anne has requested a song from a former Eurovision winner. From 1965, in fact. It's France Gall. And she's released a... Well, she released a single in 1987. And it was called Ella, Ella. Which means Ella, she has it. Yes. And this song was a big hit for France Gall. She got to number one in Austria and Germany with this song. She came number two in the French charts and came fourth in the Swedish charts and fifth in the Swiss charts, respectively. Excuse me, I'm getting a bit of a tongue twist here, aren't I? And, but it became a huge hit. Also in Quebec and around in Japan, there's two. So France Gall, big star in all across the world, practically. Now this song is incredible. It's real 80s pop, electronic feels, and just really French. It's stunning. Here is Ella Ella from France Gall, who won the Eurovision in 1965 for Luxembourg. Enjoy.
Si tu l'as.
Setting at the end of the day, and the city fills with shades of gray. in between the streetlight and the moonlit snow. There's a place I go where I do my show. I'm your drama queen.
Oh, dearie me. DQ with Drama Queen. Not getting out of the semi-finals of the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest. And that was representing Denmark. Yes. Quite a shock, actually, because I don't think DQ was one of the favourites to win the Danish national final back then in 2007. I remember it specifically, watching it live through the stream online. And there was quite a few good songs in Danske Melody Grand Prix that year. And in fact, I'm going to play one of those songs which I thought was going to win the Danish national final back in 2007. The song that I'm thinking of came third, and it's from a gentleman called Stig Rosson, and he sang a song called Sanea Som Nu, which from Danish into English means As Close As Now. Now, I think this song is absolutely beautiful, and I'm surprised it didn't do particularly well with the juries, basically, or the voting towards the end. So, here we go. I'll play it for you now. Stig Rosson, Sanea Som Nu. And when we come back, we will have Rob's Random Request.
I et bål, der var brændt ned, fandt min længsel ind til dig. Og fuld af håb og kærlighed, har du helt forandret mig. Når vi er sammen, går tiden stå. Du tænder flammen. Det er kun dig jeg tænker på. Så nær som nu, med sjæl og hjerte, så ved jeg du kan give mig smerte. En flygtig vej
lovely ballad, really uplifting. Stig Russon with Sianier Som Nu in Danish from the Danish National Final in 2007. As close as now. It's time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, Rob's Random Request is back here on the Eurovision Showcase. And this is where my husband Rob gets to pick a hat. Oh, we'll get two hats, shall I say. He doesn't get to pick the hat. I pick the hat. And we have two hats, as I say. We've got them full of little bits of paper. And in one hat, it's got little bits of paper with countries on. And then in the other hat, it's got little bits of paper with years on. Okay. Now, Rob is firstly going to pick a country. So let's do that. Okay. And Rob has picked Spain. Viva España. Of course. And we are now going to have the year of Spain. They debuted in 1961, if I remember rightly. So they were a little bit late starters compared to the UK. And it's... Ooh! It's 1984! Now, one of my favourite Spanish entries. Now, Spain were represented at the Eurovision Song Contest 1984 by a group with mostly a female vocalist front lady. And the group was called Bravo, and the song was called Lady Lady. Yes, it's an awesome, awesome song. And to be honest with you, Spain really needed to pick up their game after the previous year, because in 1983 they got nil point with Helmi Helmi Balca. I think that's how you pronounce it. Helmi Helmi Balca, who stole my boat? Yes. It's a funny term. So, Lady Lady, a great song from Bravo, representing Spain in 1984. They managed to get 12 points from Portugal and Turkey, 10 points from Spain, from themselves. They got 10 points from France and Sweden, 8 points from Italy and Luxembourg, and they got 4 points from the United Kingdom, and they got all sorts of points from other nations, respectively. Okay, Spain gave their points as follows. They gave 8 points to the Netherlands entry, Ikal Vajel from Maribel, which should have won in 1984, and criminally underrated, probably the most underrated Eurovision song ever. Gave 10 points to the Irish entry, which was Linda Martin, of course, with Terminal 3. And 12 points went to the Italian entry in 1984 from Alice and Beato with I treni di Torosere, the trains of Torosere. So, now let's hear Rob's Random Request in 1984. Here is Bravo with Lady Lady, and they came... they came third in 1984. Because Italy came fourth. Yes. Here we go. Right, here's Spain 1984.
Cada atardecer, al ponerse el sol, sale a pasear por la calle mayor. Su pamela gris,
su pamela gris,
su traje de almidón, perfume de jazmín.
Pinta los ojos de azul, aunque hace mil años que dejó atrás su juventud. Cuando un día de verano te quebró un desengaño, Lady, 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 vive en su mundo de cristal. Cree que algún día él volverá.
Bravo! With Lady Lady representing Spain in 1984's Eurovision Song Contest coming third. Fantastic entry from Spain. Viva España! Very shortly, we will have a request from Robert Wallström in Sweden, but it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 7th of October 2018. In an unbelievable shake-up on Friday, France 2, the French national broadcaster, announced that Stephen Clermont will take over as their new head of delegation for France. Now, Stephen Clermont will take over from the previous head of delegation, Eduardo Grassi, who oversaw France's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest from 2016 to 2018, and he helped France achieve their first top 10 placing since 2002, when Amir finished 6th with Recherché in Stockholm. He's also one of the people responsible for the creation of Destination Eurovision, the first national final in France since 2014, and Grassi has yet to publicly comment on the matter. The submissions window for Ireland and RTE's national broadcaster is now open if you would like to represent Ireland at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. I'm getting ahead of myself, or maybe looking back to the past. Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2018 in Minsk, Belarus is heating up, of course, as we're getting very close to the contest. Australia's broadcaster has announced that their Junior Eurovision entry will be announced tomorrow on Monday. Also, tickets for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest are now on sale. So if you would like to find out more info on that, head over to junioreurovision.tv. The Croatian broadcaster HRT's Director General confirms the return of the Croatian national final, Dora, this year for 2019. And the Welsh language broadcaster S4C will be having their junior national final on Tuesday. Yes, 12 artists are through to the final of... I can't speak Welsh. Of their national final. Of Wales' national final, of course. Which is... I'm going to try and pronounce it. Siwelo Sieran. Siren. It's S-E-R-E-N. Quite a few weeks ago, actually. What day was it on? Deary me. Basically, they had an episode where they featured many of the young talents wanting to represent Wales at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Because if you know, Wales are going to be in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest all on their own. Yes, the UK has participated 3 times, in 2003, coming third, 2004, coming second, and 2015, where we came like 15th, I think. Awkward. But there's all going to be, well, we basically, the finalists are as follows: Gracie Jane, Taya, Manon, Lauren Price, Emma Kennedy, Manu Lil Robin, Misha Parry, Lishan Gwyn Jones, Ella Georgia Thomas, Lily, Lauren Mia Jones, and Emilia Francis. Yes, the finalists were selected by a panel of mentors consisting of Connie Fisher, Sturin Parry, and Tiara Betten. And their next challenge will be to choose the best 6 to compete in the live final on Tuesday the 9th of October. Okay, so that's quite exciting. Yes, Wales are going to be in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Right, it's now time to basically close the Eurovision Showcase news segment for another week. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3 with me, Kieran Uri Tuttiot.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Hello, this is Søren Rasmussen and I'm from Denmark. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Higher Ground. Enjoy.
Ships in the making, bound for a distant shore. World for the taking, men gone forevermore. Boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't prevail. Oh, freeze the arrow in the air, make your mark and leave it hanging there. Be the first to turn around, take the lead to land on higher ground. Call it surrender, still won't feel like defeat. Men laying down their swords, each of their own accord. Oh, free the arrow.
Rasmussen representing Denmark at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal. That is Higher Ground. What an epic song that was, and what a performance. It gave me goosebumps, and I was absolutely shocked that the juries didn't give it a high enough placing, because it, my goodness me, it deserved it. And I was just absolutely dumbfounded on where that came from. Absolutely dumbfounded. But poor old Denmark, they didn't do too badly. They came ninth in the end with 226 points. It's not a slap in the face, is it? So they did pretty well for, you know, what happened in the end. Right, now let's move on to another request. Now we are heading over to something very random. Now Robert Wallström, he's a big Eurovision Song Contest fan. He lives in Gothenburg, Sweden, and he's a regular contributor to our Eurovision Showcase show, of course. So Robert's given me a request for me to play for him, and this couldn't get any more random, which is wonderful, and I love random, I really do. So here is a song that came fifth in the Netherlands national final in 1978. Now this is good. This is from the Internationals, and here is Bom Bom. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
D'être une poupée, un beau joujou. la femme. Judy, Judy, se réfugie. Judy, Judy, dans la magie.
Dans la magie.
Des flacons si doux à croire. Songe dérisoire. Un jour, un soir, changer de peau avec les filles sur les photos. Avoir un corps comme un roseau, des yeux tout vides. Et pas de ride. Judy, Judy et compagnie. Judy, Judy qu'on sacrifie.
Qu'on sacrifie
contre une poignée de neige. Pauvre Judy.
A beautiful, simple song from Belgium in 1976, coming eighth with 68 points. That was Pierre Rapsat with Judy et Compagnie. Judy and Company. Now, the song was performed sixth on the night of the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest, which was eventually won by the United Kingdom, Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me. Oh, yes. And after the Eurovision Song Contest, Pierre Rapsat would go on to become one of Belgium's most successful and celebrated songwriters of all time. Oh, yes. Now, he's very famous for his narrative and poetic lyrics, musically combining influence of French chanson with rock, blues and reggae, and in his later career also rhythms of the Middle East and Africa. Oh, indeed. An amazing artist was Pierre Rapsat. Now, speaking of wonderful melodic ballads, I really want to play this song for you. This is one of my favourites of the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest from Oslo, Norway, the same year as the UK had Gina G with Ooh-Ah Just a Little Bit, and it was won by Ireland's Emma Quinn with The Voice, one of the greatest Irish Eurovision winners in my personal view. Let's hear this Cypriot entry from Konstantinos Christofaru, and the Greek version we're going to hear. Originally, the English version is called Shining For Us, but we're going to hear Monoia Mas, Cyprus 1996.
Απόψε γλυκιά μου, φεγγάρι μισό, μια κούνια που μας πάει ως τον ουρανό. Ας φύγουμε απ' τη γη κάθε της πληγή. Ας περιμένει ως την αυγή του τη νύχτα, αγάπη μου είναι ερωτική. Μόνο για μας όλα τα αστέρια στον ουρανό φτιάχνουνε βαρκούλες κι ύστερα πέφτουν στο γυαλό. Κάνε λοιπόν όσες θες ευχές, δε χωράει η νύχτα μας ενοχές. Ζήσε τα σκυρτήματα της χαράς, είναι μόνο για μας.
σε βαρκούλες κι ύστερα πέφτουν στο γυαλό. Κάνε λοιπόν όσες θες ευχές, δε χωράει η νύχτα μας ενοχές. Ζήσε τα σκυρτήματα της χαράς, είναι μόνο για μας.
Yes, our final song is from Live and Kicking, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. But I'm turning up a little bit differently. It is a live performance from the Royal Variety Show in 1987. And this is the winner of the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest in Brussels, Belgium. Here is the winner, Ireland's Johnny Logan. And here is the song that came second in the UK charts. Here is Hold Me Now.
Don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream. Don't be afraid the dream's not real. Close your eyes. Pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch, touch me the way you used to do. Oh, I know tonight could be all I have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me. So tonight, let's fill this memory. For the last time, hold me now. Don't cry, don't say a word. Just hold me now, and I will know though we're apart, we'll always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? Time, time will be kind once we're apart. And your tears, tears will have no place in your heart. I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone. How my love for you will go on. Can I say now my words are
There we are, the amazing Johnny Logan with Hold Me Now from the Royal Variety Performance in 1987. Well, that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I have been your host, Kieran Ari Tussiet. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM 92.3. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase, and our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. You can listen to our previous shows by going to escshowcase.podbean.com. But take care of yourselves, allez-vous dire, au revoir, arrivez-vous, and have a nice day.